every 3 years, I believe, they have to refile for a permit. If they want to increase their size, they also have to file new permitting. All this is done through Missouri Department of Natural Resources. And they're also subject to, I believe, monthly inspections of water quality and runoff. I know at the school we have two lagoons for our dairy, and while I was the assistant manager there, and every time that we planned applied that, we had stringent guidelines that we had to go by. 300-foot offset from any active water source, including the lake. It was 100 and I believe it was 100 feet from any property lines. And then we sent samples of that wastewater to labs and then applied our commercial fertilizers according to what those tests came back as. Farmers are in a tight spot nowadays. With capital investments being increased, it makes it very difficult for someone like myself to get into the agriculture business. Luckily, I've been blessed by the Lord and the C of O to be able to do that. Had not, I would not be able to compete in the agriculture industry in Taney County now. So with a CAFO, I do agree with what I believe Mr. Ailey said. With our humid climate and our karst topography, I don't think a CAFO would ever want to come to Taney County, Missouri. But if they do, if they did, that would provide a reliable, safe fertilizer source that we could use instead of using commercial fertilizers. And I believe that it would be regulated according to what the state has. If the county deems that a health ordinance is in the best interest of the county, so be it. But to state that a ban needs to be made, I just don't agree with that. And I just wanted to put my two cents in there and maybe give a little bit of the other side of the story.
How many cattle does C of O have?
On the dairy side, there is approximately 150, counting replacement heifers, hogs. I've got 30 breeding females right now, and approximately 150 to 200 market hogs that we're growing out right now. Oh, no, no, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that, Brenda. And the only time that I've lived away from Taney County was during my time in the Navy and then also doing my graduate work and also working at the Beef Research Center for Mizzou as a research specialist. And no, there is a lot of difference in the scales and things. But also, I think that the DNR would land application of the waste would be monitored, and same way with the waste that comes through our municipalities right now. I know that City of Branson dries their waste and is sold and applied on agricultural fields.
Right.
So it's the same process.
The City of Branson is purified before. It goes through a process, and it comes out in a powder form, and it is purified to the water that comes through it can actually go into Turkey Creek, and I'm told if you want to, you could drink it. I don't want to, but it's supposed to be clean for it. Then the waste part goes into the biosolids plant, and they process it, and it is very at a very high temperature, and nowhere have I read in DNR standards that the waste from your CAFO, that this process would be anywhere near that.
What's C of O's philosophy on CAFOs?
Identify yourself to them?
Oh, Brenda Persinger, Cedar Creek.
Thank you.
Here's the other problem. Everything needs to be directed at us. Not
sorry.
To each other.
I'm
That's
sorry.
All right. That's
I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Not to
I'm
each
sorry.
Other, and that way
yeah.
we don't have anything.
Yeah.
And then we can ask if he knows the answer to those questions
yeah.
or not. So if
yeah.
you don't mind doing
I'm,
that.
I'm just wondering
everybody.
What C of O's philosophy is on CAFOs.
If you feel comfortable answering that, I don't know if you
I'm not sure that I can speak to that. I know agriculture as an industry has seen significant increases in efficiencies and production while lowering overhead costs by using CAFOs. So, I mean, scientifically, I think CAFOs have their place.
And I don't disagree with that. They have their place, but I don't know if it's necessarily here.
No, and I agree with you wholeheartedly that.
I think Siva would agree with that. So, I think the concerns that we have are not necessarily if they're good or bad. I think the concerns we have are do they fit in our area in Southwest Missouri?
Right.
And is that something that we want to, because the main economic driver here is going to be tourism. And I know that, perfect example, my wife and father-in-law and kids were going to go floating this last weekend down to Buffalo. Because of everything we learned Thursday night, they ended up going to Beaver Creek. So they lost $400 or $500 or that, whatever they were going to spend on canoeing and camping and eating and everything else they were going to do. So we don't want that to happen here. And so, and the bigger issue in all of this is still goes back, for me anyways, is local control. You guys, the majority of you people out here, I either go to church with you, you know how to get a hold of me. You have my cell phone number. I mean, and that's important. You have more of a personal connection with the commission than you do, especially Senate, but even with our own legislators, as far as, and a lot of you guys I know Ms. Esslinger, and they also know Jeff, or Mr. Justice, but you don't know all of them throughout the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
So that influence, that you really can't access all voters of the state, but you can access all three of us. So I don't like the fact that they do want to take away more and more local control and what we think is best for the area. So
again, I think the perspective is, I think we're in more agreement than he thinks. The perspective is that's why we're asking for a health ordinance. If the health ordinance keeps them out and is an effective ban, then fine. But I don't think that's the issue. The issue is a health ordinance, whether a ban succeeds or not, whether it's already in place
or
not.
Am I for an all-out ban? I don't know, just to be perfectly honest. But I am against, me personally, anything larger than something that the actual area can. If you have 1,000 acres and you want to have a CAFO of 1,000 hogs or 1,000, okay. But I don't want it to infringe on the water or the, I live on 200 acres. I do not want somebody taking and putting their waste 50 feet from my property line, and you wouldn't either. I know you're not saying that.
Not at all. Also, CAFOs would be subject to planning and zoning.
I think with this
permitted also
with 391, I don't know that they are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Told that CAFO is not subject to planning and zoning. Told that by our planning and zoning ministry. I do believe you can check that out.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like the. Quarries. Quarries are strictly regulated by DNR. There's nothing that we can do about a quarry in the area, that bothers me on certain levels. So I would assume that everybody in here is probably on the same page. Hey, we're not anti-farmers, we're not anti-agriculture, we're not anti-any of those things, not anti-business. We just want to make sure that we protect the resources that we do have, and I'm assuming we all like bacon.
I love it.
I mean, and you want to protect small family farms. So
that's what this is a small farm. This is not
and if a small family farm wants to have a CAFO that's of an adequate size, that's not going to, still makes you, again, I'm just off the cuff, but it still makes you to where you can be competitive in the market, but yet still, take care of the resources we have. I'm all for that. And I would assume everybody here reasonably would be as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I didn't come to really say anything, so I'm not prepared, but I just, after hearing the discussion, I wanted to mention that I'm in total support of a health ordinance for our county. But Missouri will not stop with SB 391. And I wanted to let you know that as I was investigating that, and this is all news to me as of last week, they're already passed through the House, House Bill 951, which would take away the authority of the county commissions and the health boards to inspect the livestock operations.
Oh,
so they're not going to stop with 391.
You said the House
951?
951.
David Sayer, who's the Senate side of our representative, is in their hands now. So I just wanted to make you all aware that this is not going to be the end.
And let me tell you, I contacted Senator Sayer before the bill passed, saying, I oppose this, I object to this. And he said, oh, well, it brings jobs to Missouri.
Yeah.
We already have health wanted signs all over Taney County and all through Branson. You know, we have a labor shortage. We don't need more jobs. We need more labor. And what kind of labor would they bring in to work these huge cattle?
I did write him a letter myself, and he responded with a mailed letter to me in response to why he voted for 391. In essence, it was jobs, he said. But when I asked him about the natural resources and the monitoring of that by the local government, he said they're not equipped to make those decisions. And so they're wanting to concentrate the power, in my opinion, to a certain area. And once you man that with people that are sympathetic to CAPO, then what happens?
Mr. Dees, you want to come on up?
Well, actually, I just have a comment, Mike.
All right.
We have two entities in the state, the Cattlemen's Association and also Farm Bureau. They both are in favor of this. I really do not know why. I'm not real active in that. I am members of it. But I would like to hear their version on what they have to say about this. If they're pretty big organizations.
We're big buddies with Farm Bureau, too. Yeah. Farm Bureau and Smithfield Farms and all of those. The gentleman the other night was, for the rural farmers.
Tim Gibbons.
Was putting all those together. So money speaks.
Well, I would still like to hear their version. I would